Welcome to Pancreatic Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Michael Pishvian, and to begin, I asked him to comment on what he sees as the key features of the biology of pancreatic cancer.
So there's a lot to unpackage there, and I think one thing that's important about pancreatic cancer is that we've come to a new era where 10 years ago we had basically one therapy, gemcitabine, that didn't work all that well, and the variability in patient outcomes was fairly narrow. But now with FOLFIRINOX and gem/nab-paclitaxel, and also, as you mentioned, with additional targeted therapies, that variability is starting to spread out, and it's helping us to understand that patients do respond differently to different therapies. What the underlying reason for that still remains to be completely elucidated. The biology of the cancer in of itself, I think the first most important thing is the nature of the fact that it spreads, it metastasizes so quickly, so early. And I tell my patients that even a 1 centimeter node negative tumor that is resected still has a very high likelihood of coming back with metastatic disease. So we know that these cancers spread very early. As you suggested, the tumor deposits themselves have a lot of stroma that makes delivery of chemotherapy, but also infiltration of things like immune effector cells very limited. So treating the cancer is difficult in and of itself.
Could I just ask what the current thinking is of why you see this desmoplastic reaction?
There's a lot of work trying to understand that. The pancreatic cancer cells and also the neighboring stroma, there's definitely an interplay between them, the result of which is additional stromal tissue and additional stromal cells that further enhance the stromal tissue. There's no doubt that the stromal cells play a very active role in the development of a pancreatic tumor above and beyond the actual cancerous epithelial cells.